The federal government is turning its focus to AI research and development. What's the administration's plan? I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and we'll examine that and other big happenings in this week's top stories. The White House has publicized new efforts to safely advance the development and deployment of artificial intelligence and is calling on the public to help shape the government's AI strategies. As we see in Healthcare IT News, the Biden administration announced new efforts focused on AI research and development with emphasis on a new updated roadmap from the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. This national AI R&D strategic plan, with key updates from OSTP for the first time in 4 years, describes the priorities and goals for federal investments and draws on expertise from across the federal government and the public. Meanwhile, the White House is also asking for feedback from the public input on some critical issues related to AI safety and efficacy. CVS Health projects it will incur up to a $1 billion reduction in net income in 2024 based on the result of the Medicare Advantage Star Ratings. Healthcare Finance News reports that the percentage of the company's Medicare Advantage members in plans with four or more stars is expected to drop 21% as compared to 87% based on the 2022 star ratings. CVS said in a filing with the SEC that the main driver of this decrease was a one-star decrease in the company's Aetna National PPO, which dropped from 4.5 to 3.5 stars, while many of the company's other plans remained rated at four or more stars. Finally this week, ChatGPT-3 and ChatGPT-4, OpenAI's language processing models, have flunked the 2021 and 2022 American College of Gastroenterology self-assessment tests. ChatGPT is a large language model that generates human-like text in response to users' questions or statements. According to Mobi Health News, the study's researchers noted ChatGPT's failing grade could be due to a lack of access to paid medical journals or outdated information within its system, and more research is needed before it can be used reliably. I'm Jeff Lagasse with Healthcare Finance News, and this has been Top Stories.